Developing Listening Skills. Listening. An Informal Conversation. Pages 196 and 197.
Did you go grocery shopping today? Did you remember to pick up the rice?
Yes, I did go shopping, but I didn't get any rice. It was so expensive. I can't believe how much food prices have risen lately.
I know, and we'll probably see them go even higher.
What makes you think that?
I've been reading about it in this magazine. It seems that over the past 5 or 10 years, prices have been rising faster than the norm.
I've noticed that. Personally, I think we ought to ask farmers to farm more land.
Well, that presumes that there's more land to be farmed. I think most available land in the world is already being farmed, don't you? The scope of the problem is actually very large, I think. And there are quite a few problems that are coinciding all at once.
Like what?
Well, let me look back at this article. Yes, now I remember. One big factor is the success of developing countries. Countries that are developing rapidly, such as India and China, have growing middle classes, people with extra money to spend. All around the world, the middle class has an inclination to eat more luxury foods, such as meat and dairy products.
So, what does that have to do with the price of other foods?
Well, it says here that it takes about 3.2 kilograms of grain to get half a kilogram of meat. The grain is needed to feed the animals while they're being raised. So, I guess, with more people eating meat and dairy, there's less grain available. And if there's less grain, the price goes up.
That's the law of supply and demand, right? If there's a demand for something, but a low supply of it, it becomes more expensive.
Yes, I think that's right. So, if people primarily eat grains, such as rice and wheat, for most of their daily calories, it'll be a problem. When grain prices go up, they'll have very few other options.
Why don't they do something about it? The government, I mean, or the United Nations?
Well, governments have done some things. For example, some government policies don't allow grain to be exported. That way, more food stays in the country for their people.
That makes sense.
You know, I heard that some climate experts are predicting a scenario in which large areas in Africa and Asia will become deserts. That might be a problem, too, if the land is too dry to grow crops on.
Wow. Well, if it were up to me, I'd try to get the whole world to work together to stop that from happening.
Well, the experts say the only answer is to increase the amount of food grown on existing farms.
How can they do it, though?
Well, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture recommended that each country make an effort to increase agricultural output. That means better water management, better fertilizer management, and using GM crops.
As far as I'm concerned, he's right. I mean, what's more important than food? They really should do it.
Yes, they should. Do you want to read the article after I'm finished, Andy?
No, thanks. I think you've already told me everything I need to know.